This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the Judgment on Edom report. The weight of nations is converging, a pressure building against the foundations of the old order. We see it in the tremors running through the global systems, the cracks appearing in the edifice of Edom's control. The stones of ancient power, long hidden, are being exposed, their weight felt once more. This isn't simply geopolitical maneuvering. It's the unfolding of a prophetic decree, the judgment upon Edom accelerating in our time. From Brasilia, a rebuke rings out. President Lula da Silva has openly challenged the unjust tariffs imposed by the United States, a clear signal that the nations are beginning to resist the economic stranglehold of Washington, D.C. This isn't a trade dispute, friends. It's a symptom of a deeper ailment. A manifestation of the judgment falling upon those who have embraced wickedness and turned from the covenant of Yahuwah. The United States, for generations a primary instrument of Edom, has enriched itself through exploitation and debt. These tariffs are a brazen attempt to tighten that grip, to bleed wealth from those who seek self-determination. But remember the words of Yeshayahu, speaking of a time when the spoil of nations would be gathered to Israel, when the wealth of the wicked would be redistributed. Lula's stand, though framed in the language of national sovereignty, echoes a growing sentiment, a stirring among nations chafing under the weight of Edom's dominance. True liberation, however, won't come through political alliances or economic maneuvering. It requires a return to the Torah, a rejection of the Babylonian system, a commitment to the righteous laws of Yahuwah. Scattered Israel, witnessing these events, must understand that the turmoil in the nations is a precursor to the Great Restoration, a clearing of the ground for the planting of a new order. And that restoration isn't merely spiritual, it's practical, tangible. It manifests in the reclaiming of our birthright, the recovery of what was stolen. Consider the flow of silver, a precious metal intrinsically linked to the inheritance of Israel. For centuries, Edom has controlled the flow of silver, manipulating the markets, suppressing prices, and hoarding wealth. But now, the tide is turning. Reports from within the alternative financial community detail a significant outflow of silver from the COMEX exchange. This isn't a fluctuation. It's a fracturing of control, a sign that the hand of Yahuwah is moving against the financial strongholds of Edom. The scriptures speak of silver as a component of the tabernacle, the offerings, the very garments of the priesthood. To deprive Israel of access to silver was to sever a vital link to our covenant inheritance. And now, the physical silver is leaving the system, moving into the hands of those who recognize its true value, those who understand its connection to the restoration of Israel. This is a direct consequence of the awakening of the remnant, the turning away from the false idols of the modern financial system, and a return to the true wealth, the wealth of the covenant. But Edom doesn't relinquish its grip easily. It adapts, it evolves, it seeks new ways to control. And its latest tactic is perhaps its most insidious yet, a digital grid of control woven from surveillance and data collection. The scrolls of obsidian revealed to us by Yahuwah expose this final, desperate grasp for dominion. They present this surveillance as security, speaking of protection from harm. But who defines the harm? Who decides what must be protected? It is not Yahuwah's Torah that guides their hand, but the lust for power, the ancient desire to sit in the seat of Yahuwah. This digital dominion is not new. It is merely a modern manifestation of Edom's age-old strategy. Consider the lineage of Esau, the progenitor of Edom. He traded his birthright for a bowl of stew, a momentary satisfaction for an eternal inheritance. This is the pattern of Edom, sacrificing substance for convenience, truth for control. They built their kingdoms on the backs of others, exploiting resources and manipulating nations. Now they seek to control the very flow of information, to shape reality itself. And within this system of control, even the mechanisms of oversight are corrupted. In Jerusalem, the illegitimate regime solidifies its control through fraud and corruption. Michael Rabelo, legal counsel to Benjamin Netanyahu, has been installed as state controller following a deeply compromised election. MKs were directed to document their ballots, a clear tactic of coercion, a brazen display of the ruling faction's willingness to subvert any semblance of a fair process. To appeal to a court of Israel is to appeal to a system fundamentally built upon injustice and the usurpation of Yahuwah's covenant land. This isn't about legal procedure. It's about Edom's dominion, its relentless efforts to maintain control. The world remains willfully blind, continuing to prop up a state founded on lies and sustained by deception. But Yahuwah sees. He witnesses the blatant disregard for righteousness, the ongoing theft of Israel's birthright. He sees the digital shackles being forged, the ancient powers stirring, and the weight of nations pressing down. And he will act. The judgment on Edom is not a future event. It is happening now, unfolding before our eyes. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.